Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. At GodsWordToMan@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So, amen and amen. We thank God for another blessed day. And hey, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, once again, we come and assemble together again this day in your name. We're grateful, Lord God, for the word that you have given us. And Father, we pray that you will help us to receive your word and let it be cultivated in our hearts. This day, Lord God, my plan, Lord God, is to be obedient to your will, to do what you have me to do. And therefore, Lord, I ask that through your spirit, you begin to minister to me and help me to minister to others. As I deliver your message today, I pray that you would season it by your spirit, that it may bring glory and honor to your name. So, dear God, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word today. As I deliver the message today, I want to let you know that this message definitely is going to be a part one and a part two. A part one and a part two. Glory be to God. And so I want to also let you know that in these two parts, I will be mentioning two books along with the Bible. And these two books is the Word of God also that goes with the Bible. It is called, one is called the Record of Nephites. The other is called the Word of the Lord. If you want to know more about the Nephite record, Blog Talk Radio does record our past broadcasts. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, hit the episodes. Normally, there's a picture of a Bible. In the right-hand side, you can click on it. A Dropbox will show episodes. Go to it. Or you can click the God Word of Man logo, and it should be able to have a Dropbox also where you can go to episodes and click on it. And you can look up the episode called The Sign of the Restoration. And another episode that says, How Did the Record of Nephite Come Forth? And that will tell you a little bit more about the Nephite record. Now, the other book, which is called The Word of the Lord, The Word of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he have sent by his angel messenger, the Elijah. Once again, you can go to the episodes and click on the broadcast that is titled Jesus Communicating to Man Through Angelic Visitation. You can also click on the episode that says, How Can I Tell If These Messages Are From God? And also the broadcast that say, The End Time Work, Restitution, and Restoration. And so you can click on there to learn more about the Word of the Lord. Glory be to God. So I wanted to give you the heads up just in case for those of you that are first-time listeners, when you hear me mention the Bible, then you say, hey, I'm going to read a verse from the Word of the Lord or the Record of Nephite, and you'll be going, okay, what are you talking about? Well, there are also two other books of the Lord Jesus Christ that goes with the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. So having said that, we're going to go on now to the lesson tonight. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the title of this lesson is the one-fold church, Jesus calling apostles. The one-fold church, Jesus calling apostles. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's go into the Bible. Let's go to the book of John, chapter 10, verse 16. The book of John, chapter 10, verse 16. Glory be to God. The book of John, chapter 10, verse 16. Once again, the title of this message, The One-Fold Church, Jesus Calling Apostles. Jesus Calling Apostles. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. John chapter 10, verse 16, the word of God says, and this is what Jesus was saying, amen, hallelujah. He says, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. One fold and one shepherd. Now, one of the things that was interesting to me is that how when we read this 10th chapter of John, and Jesus makes this statement here, that those he was talking to, we have no record of them asking him, who are you talking about when you say, other sheep I have which are not of this fold? Amen. No one asked him, who you talking about? Now, I would think, and this is not to lift myself up, but I would think that if I'm thinking that I'm the fold that's following Christ, and he tells me there are sheep of the other fold, okay, or he said there are other sheep I have which are not of this fold, which I must bring, I would think that I would at least ask him, who are you talking about? But you notice when you read this 10th chapter here that when you read this whole chapter here, there's no record of anyone asking him, Jesus, who is this other sheep that you're talking about? I think that something sometimes like that speaks volumes to the condition of man or where man is at, you know, in his place with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes Jesus say things, and let's be honest, we don't really pay a lot of attention to, or sometimes we pick out certain details that we may heed and other details we ignore. Okay? Amen. And coming to understand and dealing with the Lord, and when anyone else does, you will understand that whatever the Lord says is not vain. He don't just be saying useless, out of the way, no nonsense stuff. That when he is talking to you, first of all, he is true, and there's no lie in him. So you know that what he's telling you, there's no lie in. Okay? There's nothing about any lying. Okay? Now, we as people, we're more subject to missing it, even lying, okay? And I'm not here to uplift lying. I'm just telling you, we're more subject to doing something like that than the Lord Jesus would ever be, because the Bible let us know that he became sin that knew no sin, okay? Amen. So here we come to understand that he say, other sheep here I have which are not of this fold, them I must also bring. I want to bring your attention to that in this part of the verse. I'm not focusing on that. I'm focusing on the part of the verse where he said, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. One fold and one shepherd. Jesus let us know in his word here that there will be one fold and one shepherd. Okay? The work that Jesus is doing through the Elijah, that he has been sending in these last days, to give a modern day word, is causing, hallelujah, the one-fold church to come forth. You understand what I'm saying? See, when the Lord Jesus, like, since we've been doing this broadcast, that has been in the message that we're trying to get over to everyone, that the Lord Jesus wants us to tell you that he's bringing forth a one-fold church. Right now, when you look at Christianity, we have been displaying a bunch of folds, okay? That's what we've been doing. But Jesus is bringing about a one-fold church. See, we've been displaying so many folds that actually is showing our division in Christianity. Because anyone, any believer that is saying that we are all one has missed it. And I don't mean that with an arrogant statement. Because what we have shown today in Christianity is that we're not one like we should be. This is why we got all these different names and titles and stuff that even make sinners say, who do I go to? You understand what I'm saying? Why should sinners have to say that? They shouldn't have to say that. If we all really want, now once again, I'm giving a message that I know that many of you don't want to feed on. You don't want to chew it. You will do like the little baby when they were little, when they don't want the food, you turn your mouth from it. I love you in the Lord, but I have to give this. And see, Jesus is setting forth or setting up a one-fold church, just like he set it up and established before he left. Okay? Now, we have been preaching and teaching that Christ can come back at any time and that he's coming back for the bride, which is true. But not coming back at any time is not true. But he's coming back for the bride. But what we're not preaching or teaching is that the bride he's coming back for is going to be one-fold. You understand what I'm saying? She's not going to be called all these different names, okay? You get what I'm saying? She's not going to be all these different names. She's not going to be called by that because I say this to any one of you who's listening to the broadcast. Show me where Jesus established a church with all these bunch of names, okay? Now you say, well, what names are you talking about? Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist, Episcopalian. You show me. You show me in the scriptures and prove it, okay? Hallelujah. Because I have not seen that anywhere in the Bible where Jesus established his church based upon all these names, okay? And people say, well, they're just names. They don't mean a thing. There are you wrong. Because whatever you call tells what teaching or learning that you're under. In other words, if you call a Baptist, you're not under Methodist teaching because the teachings are different. Okay? And the teachers are accustomed to the denomination. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And Jesus is setting up the one-fold church where the teaching will be coming under the teaching of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read a scripture from the Word of the Lord book that goes along on this line. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's coming from what is called the 90th message, the 90th time that the Lord Jesus sent his angel, the Elijah. Glory to God. Thank God for it. July the 10th, 1907. July the 10th, 1907. And I want to read a scripture from this message of what Jesus said through his angel messenger, who brought the message from Christ, being before the presence of God, bringing it to mankind, amen, this extra oil that is to cause this one-fold church, that is to cause all Christendom to flow together as one, this word that he's bringing, because he did not put it into the hands of man to get this thing set up. He started it with a heavenly being, okay, his angel. Hallelujah. Now, this is what he says. He said, in ancient times, it has been told of my coming in this day and time, the end time, the closing time, the midnight cry, the time of purifying the ministry, leading all Christendom, do you hear this, into one fold, wherein is one shepherd, the Christ Jesus, who shall rule all nations in peace, shall be from one end to the other of this world. Now, do you hear that? So Jesus said in the sending of his messenger to bring this word, that is to lead all Christendom into one fold. So if he has to lead all Christendom into one fold, that must be that mean that all Christendom right now at this point is not in one fold. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not in one fold. Thank you, Jesus. And by them not being in one fold, we must understand that this is not pleasing unto the Lord. See, we have went on for years, and I know that it may have been in the back of minds of many that, you know, and I say many Christians, let me get more specific, or some Christians who've been seeing the separation in Christianity and who have been wondering, is the Lord Jesus okay with this? And the answer to that question is no. No. Now, I know in Christianity we have went on and act like he is, but he's not. And I know in my spirit and from the word he sent, no, the Lord's not happy with this. We're so separated that if the Lord Jesus just were to try to come and take us in our separation, some of us won't even want to go with him because I don't agree with that group over there, or I don't agree with that denomination. Now, some of y'all think I'm being far-fetched, but that's true, okay? We're not called these different names in Christianity for nothing. It's not like somebody went up there and said, hey, I think I call myself a so-and-so. No, it has meaning behind that name. Now, you hear some Christians saying, well, not for me. Well, we're going to see. We're going to see. When the smoke clears, we're going to see. Amen. We're going to see. Hallelujah. And so Jesus said he is causing all Christendom, or leading all Christendom into one fold, wherein is what? One shepherd. Who? The Christ Jesus. Okay? One fold, one shepherd. That's what he's leading into. Okay? One fold, one shepherd. That he's leading Christendom into. Okay? Right now, we're not showing or operating into one fold, one shepherd. Listen, whether y'all believe it or not, you got on the evil side, did you know they're getting together the one world church? On this one world church, I'm talking about it's not the church of Christ. Okay? Amen. Don't think that all these different religions who starting to, quote, starting to get together with one another, don't think this is for nothing. Don't think it's just for, quote, goodwill and peace. No. There is something deeper that's going to come out of this. Okay? Because when you look at it in the end, when you especially read the book of Revelation, Revelation actually talks about two churches in the end, or in these last days. It talks about two main churches. When the smoke clears and it gets down to it, it talks about two main churches, and you're going to belong to one or the other. Now, some of you listening may say, well, I don't go to church, and I ain't going to be in either one of them. I promise you, okay? Before it's said and done, unless you die, okay, you're going to be part of one or the other. You're either going to be a part of the Church of Christ, where they're going to be one fold, okay, or you're going to be the church of the evil church of Revelation 17, the Roman Catholic Church. You're going to either be a part of it. You're going to be part of one or the other, and it ain't going to be no foot in this one and foot in the other one. You're going to be part of one or the other. Now, you got plenty of people today say, well, you talking about church, I don't deal with no church, so I ain't for neither one of them. Once again, hear my words. You ain't got to accept it, but hear my words. When the smoke clears, you're going to belong to one or the other, okay? Amen. You're going to belong to one or the other. It's just like with this vaccine thing, where they're trying to force you to take the vaccine. See, they ain't for you saying, like you may have some people saying that, well, I'm not for it. I'm not against it. I'm going to stay neutral. No, look at what your president trying to do. and even other countries. They try to force those who have not taken it to take it or choose not to take it, okay? But guess what? It's coming down to the coming down in these last days, okay, with these churches, with either the Church of Christ or the Church of Satan. You're going to belong to one or the other. It's not going to be no I'm an in-between or I'm not for or against. No, you're going to be, I promise you, what's going to happen, what is going to hit, and the circumstances that's going to come to pass, you're going to belong, hear my words, you're going to belong to one or the other. Amen? So Jesus is doing his work through the sending of the Elijah to cause Christendom, to lead Christendom into one fold. And on the other end, Satan is doing his work trying to set up his church, amen, and getting all to join that way. And sad to say, there are going to be some former Christians who are going to join that one world church of the enemy. Amen. Oh yeah, it's going to happen. Now, if you are a Christian, you just better make sure it ain't you, okay? I'm just telling you right now. Because this thing is going to come down to a personal decision. A personal decision is going to have to be made, okay? Amen. What are you going to accept or reject? Amen. So we're coming to understand from the scriptures here that there is going to be a one-fold church when the smoke clears. I'm talking about of Christ. And when you look at it, it's going to be a one-fold church of the enemy too, okay? But Christ is setting up the one-fold church. And it's amazing that in Christianity, we have not been talking about, you don't find even a close to the some percentage of Christians talking about this. We've been displaying the message, oh, we can be gone any day now, or we're telling people that Jesus is coming back for his church. But we're not telling them that he's coming back for the church where there will be one fold and he being the one shepherd. So now we have left even sinners confused because we all broken up and sliced in all kind of pieces, which is in branches and all kind of this and that. And even the sinner man go, man, I ain't going to try to figure this out because it make my head hurt. You know? And then you do have churches who saying, we're the ones. And there's others saying, we're the ones, and we're the ones. You know, claiming to be the ones. But once again, when the smoke clears, you're going to find out who really is of Christ, because they're going to be part of the one-fold church that Christ is bringing forth today. Glory be to God. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, once again, the work that Jesus is doing in these last days through the Elijah, he's causing a one-fold church to come forth, just like he established in the days of old, including in that, now I want you to hear this, is Jesus calling forth a one-fold ministry. Okay? That's included. Now, just take a pause for a minute and let that sink in. That's included. There's going to be a one-fold ministry. Okay? Hallelujah. Also, included in that, Jesus is going to be the one calling, in the part of the one-fold ministry, apostles, the ones that who are closest to him and in his one-fold church in authority. Okay? Hallelujah. And the Lord wants me to give you the scriptures on this. And guess what? It's up to you to study and to take it back to the Lord. Jesus is setting up the one-fold church, the way he once had it. That's the church he's coming back for, okay? Let's go to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 10. We're going to look at verses 1 to verse 5. I'm going to read verses 1 to verse 5 in Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 to verse 5. Now, Matthew chapter 10, verses 1, glory be to God, to verse 5. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the word of God said, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now, the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, verse 6, but go ye rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, Jesus called the 12 apostles here. It was not man. Because verse 1 said he had called unto him from his 12 disciples. So Jesus called, not man, okay? Jesus is not going to accept man's calling. Now, understand this. I'm talking about man's calling where man just make this call. I'm not talking about what Jesus called man to do. He's not going to accept man's calling, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The scriptures here name the apostles who Jesus called. Hallelujah. Also, Jesus, in verse 5, what we read in verse 5, sent them, and not only sent them, he commanded them to preach the gospel. And he sent them where to go. Any apostle that is sent by Jesus will be led by Jesus through his spirit, and not by, get this, denominations, nor by feelings, nor by the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I had to say that. I know some of you, oh, you're attacking us, our denomination. Listen, in these denominations, I have true brothers and sisters in each of these denominations. But the overall thing as a whole is not set up by Jesus. Now, I'm going to be straight up with you. And this is where the work of the Lord Jesus Christ coming in these last days. Just like here, I belong to the Church of Christ, the Lies of Message. Now, you don't hear me exalting the church. You hear me exalting the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the thing. Yes, he said name of the Church of Christ with the Lies of Message. But overall, the work is what's being exalted. If anybody in this church decides that, hey, I'm not going to follow Jesus, I'm going to do my own thing, then guess what? They're going down. I don't care how long you've been part of this church. Okay? Now, Jesus, as we see, he called his apostles. He did. Man did. He did not set up a committee board and tell us, listen, y'all go choose 12. Or he didn't leave it in the hands of man. He did it. Okay? He did it. And we're living in a time now that people are being put in the ministry simply because they're going to, quote, Bible college. Now, some of you say, well, what do you got against Bible college? Nothing. If it's teaching the way Christ, the word of God, but however, Christ didn't say for you to be placed in the ministry because you got a certificate because you went to Bible college. The calling has to be there from the Lord. You understand that? It got to be there from the Lord, people. And you got too many people getting in the ministry because they either talking about, I felt like I should be in it, or they went to a certain church and the church said, well, since you got this, you got a certificate to be a minister and we're putting you in the ministry. No, and they call and putting them in places where Jesus have not called them. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I'm not really for that overall just selecting people to the ministry. I first and foremost believe that one must be called. Because why? That's what the scripture shows. And that shows us here with the apostles here, Jesus called them. And remember, understand, Jesus don't have a chaotic kingdom. His kingdom is organized, okay? And especially here on this earth, his kingdom is organized, okay? Now, the apostles in Christ's kingdom here on earth are the 12 closest in authority to the Lord, okay? Amen. Just like you have companies here on earth, okay? And you may work for a company where the man over you is called a supervisor. Well, he's not the highest man of the company. There's someone over him, someone over him. And you got certain positions that are named that is the closest to the CEO or the man at the top, okay? Well, the apostles in Christ Church, this is why when he went around setting up the church, he went and he set up these apostles. The apostles, okay, are the closest in authority to the Lord. And Jesus calls them. When you look and listen to the day, and I got to be straight with this too, that you got some of everyone calling themselves an apostle. You even got women. Yes, I made the statement. Now, some of y'all, oh, he's against women. No, I didn't say that. But you cannot prove it in the scripture. If you can, show me where women are called and ordained to the ministry of an apostle. Show me in the Bible. Okay? Show me the Bible. Show me the Bible, mouth two or three witnesses, I shut up. Because I'm not here to say I know everything. Okay? So if you can prove it in the mouth of two or three witnesses, you know where Brother Nate at, okay? You know, you can do it with at our email address, or you can come on the broadcast and say, hey, I want to submit these three scriptures to you. No problem, okay? Amen. So you got some of everyone today calling themselves an apostle. Amen. Calling themselves an apostle. And you got even women calling themselves apostles. And I have saw one woman call herself a chief apostle. Now, come on now. We really just got, see, that's what we do as men. When I say man, I'm talking about male or female. There's some things not only we go overboard, but we go overboard to the extreme, okay? Chief apostles, okay? Amen. We didn't get to that now, okay? So I've seen that where they're calling themselves chief apostles. But see, the Lord Jesus, in setting up the one-fold church, the apostles to the quorum of 12, he's going to do the calling, he's going to do the selecting, and guess what? He's going to do the witnessing, and he's going to do the showing that, hey, I support the ones I put in this place. But it's going to be by his call. Amen. Yeah, it's going to be by his call. It's not going to be by man's call. Okay? That's not going to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. And as I said before, anyone that calls himself or to be called to be an apostle of the Lord is going to be led by the Spirit of God. If you don't want to be submit to the leading of the Spirit, then you don't want to be led by the Lord. And if you don't want to be led by the Lord, guess what? You don't want to be in his work. Because God just ain't turn loose everything to man and say, okay, y'all just do what you want to. I'm going to stay out of it. No. He know how he wants the work done. He know the way the work should be done. That's why we got to be led. But you got some people that have taken on titles, and they ain't studying about being led by the Lord. They just do what they feel. Come up with everything. That's why we got so much worldly stuff going on among the Christian community. Okay? And then to keep from showing how crazy we look and embarrassing we look, we take the Lord's name and stamp it on and say, boom, Jesus told me to do it. Okay? That's what we're doing. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word. Now, let's go to Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3. Amen. Now, I know that this is not a... For some, this is not going to be a receptive message. I know that. And I'm not here to be so focused and worried about it that I can't talk straight. No. I know that everybody's not going to hear this. I know that some, quote, that are professing to be Christians and just have their mind made up. What I'm doing is what the Lord Jesus have commanded me, and then I let him handle that part. So if you're one of those that said, man, I ain't listening to this stuff, you crazy. I ain't going to hear all this. Well, that's your option, okay? Once again, Brother Nate is not coming on the broadcast telling you to give me your name and your address, those of you that don't agree, and let me call you up and talk. No, I'm not doing that because the Lord didn't tell me to do that, okay? He didn't tell me to do that, okay? Everyone is not going to accept this word, this work. Everyone is not, okay? Amen. Glory be to God. Just like he said in Matthew 7, you know, everyone that said, Lord is Lord, is not going to enter the kingdom, but only those that do the will. You got many people calling on the name of the Lord, doing the dance and everything, falling on the floor, rolling, jumping up, doing the drop kick. They doing all that, okay? Got many people doing that, but everyone is not going to enter the kingdom, okay? And that's why when the thing is over, said and done, and the one-fold church of the Lord Jesus Christ come forth, you ain't going to have a problem discerning who for Lord and who's not. Right now, it's sketchy. It's sketchy. Now, Mark chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 13 to verse 19. And the word of God said, and he, which is Christ, goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would. And they came unto him, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. And Simon, he surnamed Peter, okay? And James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder. And Andrew and Philip, and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Cananite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him, and they went into an house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Mark here basically records the same as Matthew. But one of the things also that Mark said that was interesting, found in verse 13, is that when Jesus called, he said in the word, Jesus called unto him whom he would. Now I'm talking about apostles tonight, but this ain't just two apostles. There's others in the ministry too, but I'm speaking specifically on the message of apostles. But Mark said, Jesus called unto him whom he would, not whom the people would, okay, but whom he would, okay? See, it's all about who Jesus wants to be an apostle and not man. It's all about whom Jesus called to a specific place in the ministry and not man, okay? Hallelujah. Jesus is going to call who he wants in that office. And as we see of the apostles, it was 12, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mark said he called to him whom he would. See, some of you, Jesus have called some people to do specific things, and you looked at them and said, oh, not him. Well, I want you to understand, Jesus is not worried about how we feel about it or how we feel about a certain person, okay? Now, most all of us as Christians have went through something like that. Even me, I have looked at a certain person, oh, he called to be, I said, huh? What? And come to find out it was of the Lord, too, okay? Amen. We can't tell God, say, God, wait a minute. You messed up, okay? Calling the wrong person to the wrong place. What's wrong, God? What's going on with you? We can't do that, people, okay? Amen. God ain't out here and all that. I mean, he's not under our control, okay? It's all about him. And see, when the smoke clears, there's no doubt there are going to be some that God called to the office of an apostle, whom some going to say, man, you got to be kidding. Man, no. Okay? Amen. No, God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we look at certain people and how they act and they do certain things. We think, no. You know. And don't get me wrong, certain things do have its place, but when it comes to the Lord calling someone, we must understand he never makes a mistake. And we got to understand that there are some callings, that sometimes there's time when he calls, sometimes we don't understand why he will call a particular person to this particular place. But he understands. Now, is everybody going to fulfill the call? No. Because even though you may be called, you still have to prepare. Or you have to also still qualify. Okay? Amen. But however, Jesus is going to be doing the calling. He's not going to leave it in the hands of man to select apostles. Okay? This work is too serious and too great for Jesus just to put it in our hands to do. Why? Because once again, we're not showing one foldness right now. So, of course, there will be a whole lot of biases going on, okay? A lot of it, okay? You have some of us that'll pick nobody but what's part of our denomination, okay? Amen. And see, Jesus is not a one-sided God, okay? So that's why that's another reason why he got to do the calling, because if he don't, man, listen, think about it, okay? He left in the hand of man, we'll be fighting each other and knocking each other side of here. Oh, he should be. No, he should be. No, and, you know, so, you know, the Lord said, avoid all that. I'm going to call. I'm going to do the call. Not you. I'm going to do it, okay? Amen. See, Jesus called something. He said, and Mark tells us that Jesus, when he go up to the mountain, he called unto him whom he would. And they came unto him. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They came unto him. They answered him. Okay? It's just like, for example, whatever call God has on your life, you have to answer. Can nobody else answer for you? Amen. And these men, when they were called to be an apostle, couldn't nobody else answer for them. Okay? When Jesus called them, nobody else could say, wait, Lord, I do it for them. That ain't going to work. Okay? Amen. See, we can't cover a court for one another like that. Okay? I do it for them, Lord. No, God didn't call you to do that. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when the Lord called me to be an apostle, I'm going to tell you something. And like I said, it was the Lord. The first person. Now, I didn't step into the office of an apostle until, like, I think 2007. It's one of them. But the very first time I was told that the Lord called me to be an apostle, I think was at least 7 years earlier. And it was by a woman. Yes, men, a woman. A woman in the Lord who told me one night at a Bible study we were having, she said, Brother Nate, I had a dream that the Lord called you to be an apostle. Now, some of you may say, well, what did you do when she said it? I did nothing. Because to me, I really didn't know how to react to that. Now, I could have jumped up and said, no, sister, he didn't show you that. But then I had to realize that the Lord can reveal to whomsoever he wants to reveal, whether you are male or female. So I couldn't say that. But then on the other end, I just couldn't jump up and say, yeah, you're right. And I really didn't know in my spirit myself. So I just listened to her and I sat there. Well, some little time later, there was this brother who I would talk on the phone quite a bit. And I know that him and his sister, they really didn't talk. All of a sudden, most of the time, each time we get off the phone, he's calling me an apostle. And he did that quite a few times till one day I said, wait a minute, I'm going to ask this brother. So I asked the brother. One day we got off the phone. I said, why do you keep calling me an apostle? And he just came out and told me. He said, the Lord revealed to me. And he mentioned me and another brother. He said, well, you, the Lord had called you to be an apostle. Okay. So even though he told me that, you might say that's your second witness. Okay. True. But I did not have that, I call it greater important witness that is in my spirit. But once again, I could not dispute him. Okay. I just listened. So you said, well, what caused you to really seek the Lord? Well, after he said it, about, I think, 2 or 3 years later after he said it, I went to a church conference and come to find out, there was quite a few people, okay, who was talking to the other brothers, and they said that they had got that I should be ordained an apostle. Once I was told that, I said, wait a minute. I said, okay, Lord, I got to go ask you about this thing, okay? Because too many folks now, and these are different ones saying it. And so when I went on a consecration, and I had planned to go like 7 days or 14 days, on my second, it was either my second or third day, that's when the Lord witnessed to me that, yeah, he called me to be an apostle. But at that time, it was not time for me to step in that office as of yet. But he did reveal to me that's what he called me to do. See, and see, the Lord had to, he had to unveil that. He had to reveal that. Amen. Hallelujah. And he had to make the call. Okay. Amen. I you know, when I, just to think about it, I really didn't sit around thinking about being an apostle. Okay. All right. So, you know, I the one thing I have to be honest that I was kind of, when I first came to Christ and came to church and then started learning about Jesus sending the angelic messenger, who was even bringing a message from the Lord where he was, the Lord was calling me and even through the message. Now, I used to wonder that. I used to wonder, like, what if the Lord called me through one of these messages? Okay. I used to wonder about that. Okay. But other than that, just sitting around thinking about being an apostle. No. Okay. Well, just wasn't doing that. But see, people, the Lord had to do that. He had to make, and that's what he's doing these last days. So these apostles, the apostles that Jesus, that will be of the one-fold church that Jesus is bringing forth, one-fold ministry, is going to be chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ and not man, okay? That's why I know that when it comes to this way, there are some who is not going to accept it, because you got some people that are tied to their way or tied to man's way, and if it ain't selected by man or by their denomination or something like that, they're not going to accept it. And this is what, this is the mold that Jesus is breaking today, okay? This is the mold he's breaking today, okay? Hallelujah. See, you got to, if you want to learn more of the word of God, you got to get away from being under the umbrella of denominationism, okay? Because if you don't, it's going to limit you even more from learning from the Lord, because if it don't fit your denomination, and you so tied to your denomination, you're going to reject it. See, it's just like Brother Kenneth Hagin. Brother Kenneth Hagin came up through the Baptist church, but during that time, and you got some today, they didn't believe in healing, okay? So when the brother started reading the scripture for himself and accepted the work of healing of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he went over and he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and he started dealing with, I think, some Pentecostals, which once again, the denomination he was part of, his pastor was telling him, hey, don't go fool them people. When he did it, all of a sudden he said the Baptist gave him what is called the left hand of fellowship. So get on out of here, in other words, okay? Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I'm going to stop it here now. Once again, Lord, say the same. I'm going to continue part two tomorrow on this subject here. But understand this, the apostles, the quorum, will be called by the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's not man. And it ain't going to be nothing by no rolling the dice and see who's going to get it, okay? Going to be called by the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for this day you've made and created, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And so, Father, this day, Lord God, I ask that as you will water the seed that I have sown and just season it by your spirit that it may bring forth and bring glory and honor to your name. So, Lord God, I thank you. I praise you. And I give you glory, for you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, I thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, Lord, say the same. I will be back on tomorrow. Love you all. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Men broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.